Welcome back to the Order of the Podcast. We talk all night long only. I'm here with my co-host, Gil.
Hello, everyone. I'm your co-host, and today we'll be talking about the PS5 and other random stuff.
Yeah, so we've been saying this like so much that I
am... This is the seventh time.
Yeah. So, the first time we did it was on Friday, when we were actually early. But I had to go somewhere, and I had to go to like, the parties and shit. And I know it's parties are illegal since, like... coronavirus and shit. So I was busy. I couldn't record that day, and I was supposed to record. I was recording that day, and shit, but it didn't work out. And now we're trying to record this day, but like every time you got Gil, or whatever, whatever you want to call him, his phone turned off, and yeah.
I fixed it. Now I just copied the link. I no longer go on it on Discord. I just copy it and go on Safari.
Yeah.
So yeah. I fixed the problem.
Yeah. And also, when are we going to have Eric on the podcast?
I don't know.
Yeah. We never asked him, like, after.
It's been, like, what? 3 or 2 weeks since we told him.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Anyway, I want to talk about the PS5 and the murder hornets. Do you know about that?
The ones from Asia?
Yeah. What the fuck from Asia? Okay.
Wait. Yeah, the hornet things, right?
The horny things?
The hornets, whatever they're called.
Yeah, the hornets.
Hold on. Hornets.
Yeah, hornets. Now since my mic sounds a little better. Yeah. The hornets. The hornets. Well, let's just first dive then deep into the PS5. So, how do you think the PS5 looks like, first of all?
The controller looks kind of whack. Not gonna lie.
I know. It looks like you know those characters from Gang Beasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those. The controller looks like their legs anyway.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. Too. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
What do you think
about? Wait. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Ladies first.
Fuck you. You go ahead.
Nah, you.
I forgot what I was about to say.
Bro, just go ahead.
No, I just forgot.
We were talking about the PS5 and all that.
Yeah, but I forgot what I said. What I was gonna say. Oh. That's the thing. Yeah. So what were you about to say?
I just lost my train of thought.
Yeah, me too. What the fuck?
Fuck you. It's all your fault.
Well, god damn it. Fuck. Alright. Look. Well, we never really discussed the topics in the other episodes, so... Yeah. Are you talking like... I don't know, man.
Bro, you never tell me the topics before we even start the podcast. You just you just say, oh yeah, let's do a podcast. Not even telling me the topics.
Oh shit. Yeah, I keep forgetting.
Just so you people, I know the topics because this is like our seventh time recording this episode.
Yeah, no, it's basically our eighth. Or is it our seventh?
I don't even know.
Seven or eight, I don't know, but it's been a lot.
Yeah.
Since Friday. Yeah. Okay, let me just ask you a question. If you can make any show, like with your imagination...
Wait, so we're just going to skip over the PS5 topic, or are we going to go back to that?
This kind of segues into the fucking PS5 topic.
Alright, so what were you saying?
Alright. So... If you could make a show or book idea, if you could make a show or book, what would it be?
About a story.
What's going to be in the story? That's basically what I'm asking.
Characters, a plot, a setting, and a conclusion.
You might as well go like the what's it called? Fuck, goddamn it! I don't know what it's called. What's on different like reading and like. I know one word is the climax, but I forgot the other two.
No, but, like, being serious, I don't even know. Because, like, I'm not the type of person like to think about like stories and like I don't have that type of like imagination, you know.
Oh, I have like some fucked dreams and like I make them to like stories and shit. And one idea is like where school was actually prison. Huh? Like I had an idea to like a show idea or a book idea. I don't give a fuck about, but like, it would showcase like not how students feel, but like the perspective of school, like fucking jail and shit.
So like beyond scared straight, but in school.
Yeah, kind of thing. Yeah. And for some reason that reminded me of Ready Player One, but I never watched it. Have you watched it?
Nope.
Well, me neither. And that just made me think of the PS5. That's what, yeah. That's it's about the PS5, right? Mm-hmm. It's really hard to compliment it in any way because you know, it's kind of trash.
I mean, it better have like cross platform with every console, you know.
Yeah, with every console. Even my dad's vacuum, like,
oh my god.
They better.
Like, they should at least have it with Xbox. Because, like, PS4 and Xbox are, like, two good consoles, you know?
Yeah, two good consoles. Wait, you mean companies? No, not companies. Two... Oh, what the fuck is it called?
Gaming consoles.
Whatever, yeah. Oh, shit. Anyway. So... I'm just running out of the fucking topics here. Because, okay. Oh, yeah, about the murder hornets, right?
Aren't they from Asia?
I don't fucking know. I'm gonna make my research.
Bro, so you're telling me, you just text me going like, oh, let's make a podcast, but not know the topics we're gonna talk about. Nor even know, even if you do know the topics, you don't even do your research before we talk about them either. So, like...
Jesus Christ.
At least tell me them like one day before so I can do somewhat like of research, you know?
Mm-hmm. Fine. Now I don't okay. I'm just search up origins of the okay. And they said that the invasive hornet species, nicknamed the murder hornet, originated in Asia. So you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, you did your fucking research.
No, because I saw a YouTube video today about it.
Oh, damn. Also, talking about the fucking murder hornets, that shit has become in the news right now. Like, I saw that on, like, the fucking news.
Can't it apparently kill like a whole beehive like alone?
Yeah, that's what I write too. Jesus Christ! Like now I think the government's trying to keep us in for some fucking reason because they have the coronavirus and then now they have fucking hornets in the same fucking year. Isn't that a little bit of a coincidence?
Probably. Like they could just be hiding something else. Like,
yeah, they must be, because after what happened with the raid, not the raid, but like they were planning to raid Area 51.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the government's payback or some shit like that, like to stay in.
Bro, only like some shit. It was only like 200 people that showed up.
Yeah.
Plus, it was pretty much just like the Mike Wazowski meme. Like that's how everyone was.
Yeah, no, nobody wanted to get arrested. And, like, a girl actually went in.
How did that go?
They just got a warning. That's all they got. But, still. Anyway. Oh, shit, I'm rubbing my eye, too. For some fucking reason. Anyway. So, I started streaming, right? Mm-hmm. And can I tell you? Why? It doesn't let me stream fucking Bioshock.
for some fucking reason. Like, I try to stream the end of, like, Bioshock, but it doesn't let me.
Why?
No one lets you, like, stream. I don't fucking know. It only lets me stream my voice. That's all that let me stream. And bullshit. I don't know if they want
to. I got it. Just record the gameplay. Just play the gameplay and on stream. And then just talk like you're actually playing the game.
Oh yeah, like that guy that that recorded the UFC fight and just pretend to play the game.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. Still, fucking Twitch, man. For them, it's a game itself. It doesn't. Yeah, it's a game itself. For some fucking reason. I don't know why. God damn it, we need topics to talk about because.
I mean, we did put the topics thing on, like, question thing on Instagram, like, a week ago. No one answered. So, like, that's pretty depressing.
Yeah. That is pretty depressing. Yeah. Also, okay, so I have a thing to talk about the podcast. But, like, they're all things that, like, I've already passed in the past.
Like what?
Like a fucking Austin Jones. You know about him?
No.
Oh. Oh, okay. Okay, great. So Austin Jones, if you don't know him, most of you may know him. But like he used to, if a girl was like 14, he would pressure, bully, fucking do anything to them to get like a video, just asking them to clap it for him. Yeah.
14.
Yeah. And like if they were like younger or older, that he would just block them.
Bro.
Yeah. Yeah. For some reason, they won 14. What am I? I'm gonna read the court logs. Because they caught his ass. He's the most dumbest criminal ever. Hold on. Austin Jones. Alright, if I'm... Yeah. Austin Jefferson Jones is an American former musician and convicted sex offender who was active as a YouTuber and guitarist from 2007 to 2017. Prior to his arrest for production of child pornography in 2017 and conviction in 2019. Yeah.
Damn.
And then criminal charges, receipt of child pornography, and criminal penalty, 10 years in federal prison. Yeah. Hold on. The shit he says is just... What the fuck? Where the fuck are the...
The what?
God damn it. Fuck. Yeah, I can't fucking find it.
That's what she said.
Bruh. Oh, yeah. Also, you know what the funny thing is? He would send them instructions of how to twerk, right? But like so Austin Jones like told him instructions to like make it to twerk or shit, right? And then they wouldn't get it, so. There's some videos out there of him instructing them how to twerk. Like, he's basically doing it himself to make them learn how to.
That's just weird.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking gay.
No, so Edwin.
Shut the fuck up. Whatever, yeah, the messages. All right, so I have the court shit. What the fuck? Okay. Fuck. Jones and used Facebook and Apple iMessages service to request and receive videos depicting the genitalia of minor females, knowing that they're only 14 or 15 years old. These minor females are identified below as victim A and victim B. So, yeah. So, yeah, okay. Here are the chat logs. Jones, if I give you my iMessage to text videos to, can I trust you with it? We'll talk here. It will just be to text videos on. Go ahead. Bruh.
Hmm?
Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead. All right, I forgot you can't read it. Fuck.
So, send me the picture. We'll do it.
Yeah, all right. So, okay. I'm going to be Jones, right, and you're going to be victim A. Fuck it.
Victim A. It better not be any weird stuff.
There is, but some. I'm gonna just shit. Go along with. Fuck. It. Fuck! I sent you the link. I sent you the invite. I sent you for the invite. I sent you the invite. All right.
So just a quick disclaimer. Like this is just a script, or like.
Yeah. Okay. This is, we're just reading it. All right. Don't think. Yeah.
Don't think we're, you know, anything what? About this. So.
Yeah. Don't think we're fucking pedophiles, alright? That's just a disclaimer there. Anyway, yeah, you're in the court logs. Okay, all I'm gonna, right, be Jones and you be. Yeah.
If I give you my iMessage to text videos to, can I trust you with it? We'll talk here. It will just be text videos on.
Sure, I have never done that.
It's like texting a phone number.
Fuck. It's hard to do that voice, Jesus Christ. You know what? I'm just...
Now you need an intro to the video. At the beginning, get super close and say these lines.
Hey, Austin. It's name. And this boy. He's... Oh my god. Fucking Austin. So what it says here is, hey Austin, it's name, and this butt is age years old, and then make it clap for 30 seconds. Got it?
Okay, so this is a real thing and you won't post this anywhere.
Right. I delete them after I score them.
Okay, thank you.
Jesus Christ. Like, what the
that fuck? Was some. Like, I'm never okay. Doing this.
Also, like, the way. Okay, why the fuck would he tell her to tell the fucking age though? Like, tell me, like, that will guarantee he'll get caught. Think about that.
Well, obviously, but it's just these weirdos. Like, we live in a society where we have people like this, you know.
Yeah, but like, okay, fine. Fine. Yeah.
Okay. Plus, I don't expect these dumbass criminals to actually think about, like,
I don't fucking seriously. Know. I sent you the other one.
Oh no, we're doing this again?
Yes, because I just found more and, like, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Might as well just act out a whole play. actually, no. I take that back. You know what? Never mind.
Yeah, then we're just gonna act, like, just go fucking read victim B, and then yeah, that's it. Okay. All right.
In your honest opinion, do you think your butt is good enough to give guys boners?
Yes, I have given guys boners with it many times.
He hasn't given me a boner yet. That's why I'm concerned.
Damn it.
Well, I guess try harder. Add more lines while you bounce if you think. What the fuck does that mean? Wait. Add more lines while you bounce if you think that will help?
I think he's probably saying, like, lines, like, talk more or something like that.
I don't know. whatever. Jesus Christ, like he did the most incriminating way possible. Like, he wanted to get caught.
Yeah, he pretty much just asked for it.
Exactly. I feel like this is his master plan. Like, he wanted so bad to get caught.
Why would he even want to get caught of a crime?
I don't know. And especially, like, the worst crime you could ever do. Well, any crime is bad anyway. But the worst crime you can do is just molest children. Because at that point, like, your whole life is ruined.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Your whole life. Jesus Christ. Like, people on the internet will call you, like, a fucking weirdo. You won't get a job
and shit. Just wait until the prisoners find out if you're in jail because of that.
Yeah. It'll just wait. You thought you were the bitch? No, wait, fuck. You thought you were the shit? Now you are the bitch. You know, that's him in prison. But he's in prison now. Like, this happened in 2017.
So 3 years ago.
Yeah, but still, I sent you the fucking picture. Whatever. Yeah.
Alright, we're gonna continue or what?
Yeah.
Alright, hold on. Let me get ready.
Jesus Christ, get ready for some shit.
Is somehow how. I just had a stroke somehow.
I know.
Alright, let me start. How about I try no underwear? I don't show anything.
Where the fuck do you see that?
Bro, I mean, you didn't finish it.
Oh. Where is it?
Bro, this is like...
Oh, okay. You can try that. Okay, so make it clap super loud and talk about your AIDS the whole time. Got it? Clap it super loud and say these lines. I'm only age. Yeah, only age. This ass is only age. Years old.
I don't think I can continue.
Like, he did it in the most incriminating way possible. Like, he's making the police don't have to do any effort. Exactly. Of course they caught his ass.
Exactly.
They had to do no effort. Jesus Christ.
Alright, victim B. From approximately August 12, 2016 through August 14, 2016, Jones participated in a Facebook online chat with victim B. Facebook.
Alright, look. Yeah. Who the fuck uses Facebook other than Jones?
No, I'm just saying, like, a kid, though. Because victim D.
Yeah,
like,
a kid.
Facebook.
A 14-year-old kid.
I mean, they're like 17 right now.
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay. Wait, you're 14?
Yeah, I'm like...
their first name. Do you realize how lucky you are? I seriously shouldn't be talking to you.
Why?
Because you're so young.
You're young.
I'm 23. Like, he even admits that he's 23. And he still, like, he knows they're 14 and shit. And he still decides to go after them.
This man could have had, like, a whole career, like, that young and just decides to do this.
Yeah. He decides to, like, throw away his career.
Like,
he decided to go to prison.
Like, literally, like, the beginning of his actual life, like, 23 years old.
Exactly. Jesus Christ.
Right, is there more? Or no, like, is that the last one?
No, there's more, but like...
It's too much?
Yeah.
Alright, let's just leave it at that. I don't feel like talking like that. It's just...
I'm just using the conclusion. Conclusion. Based on the above information, there's possible cause to believe that Jones knowingly employed, used, persuaded, induced, and enticed minors, namely victim A and B, to engage in sexually explicit conduct for the purpose of producing a visual depiction of such conduct, which visual depiction defendant knew, had reason to know, would be transported and transmitted, and using any means, a facility of interstate and foreign commerce, and which visual depiction was transported and transmitted using any means of facility of interstate and foreign commerce. Yeah. Jesus Christ, this fucking guy, bro. Like, if he said that, like, they were 18 and shit, he could have been off the hook. Like, a keyword could have, because, like, they could have found out there, like,
4-year yeah. difference gap, though.
True. I wonder if 4 year, if 4 years, like, different gap is, like, illegal or not.
I don't even know.
I don't know. I don't even know either, but still. It's still fucked up, too, for him to get arrested then. Jesus Christ. If that dude didn't... How the fuck did he get caught anyway? Like, I know. Like, who snitched on him? I want to know that person. I want to shake him by the hand and say, "You did a good job." Kind of shit.
You say shit. Say he. Whatever was a she.
I said, I would shake their hand and say, "Good job."
I heard I'll shake him yeah. on the hand.
On the hand?
No, I heard him.
Whatever. I said to her, but anyway, whatever. Jesus Christ. Seriously. What the fuck? You know, I've caught some bitches in my time, but, like, seriously, this is... Yeah. What the fuck? Bro. Shit, we got nothing to talk about now.
When that bro moment.
Yeah. Alright, just think something, like, on top of your head. Go.
Food.
Alright, what about food?
I don't know. Just said something.
Bro, but... God damn it.
You weren't specific enough.
Okay, talk about food.
Alright. What's your favorite food?
What are you, in a bad day?
I don't know. Like alright. I guess. I don't really know.
Well, yeah, apparently I found out about, like, the Stilton cheese, if you eat it, like, before you sleep, you get, like, lucid dreams, like, really effective lucid dreams. Stilton, like, cheese. They don't appear like dreams, they appear like fucking, like, hallucinations and shit, apparently. By fucking eating Stilton cheese. Yes, fucking cheese.
Like, any cheese of that specific type.
Yes, Stilton cheese.
I'm gonna try that.
Yeah, me too. The thing is, I don't know where to get it, though.
Just search it up online.
Yeah, we should do that, like, for the podcast.
Bro, what are we supposed to do?
Like, our experience?
Like, talk about it during the experience?
No, the fuck? Oh, hold on. Let me search about what's still tongue cheese.
Wait, like, still, like, S-T-I-L-O, still, then tongue, cheese.
Still tongue.
Still tongue.
Ton.
Yeah, whatever. How do you spell that?
Hold up. Okay, gotta make sure. Which cheese gives you weird dreams?
Gives you...
Lucid dreams. Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah, I was right. Blue Stilton cheese.
Or do you... not necessarily nightmares, but currently walking to a conference. Very vivid dreams.
Yeah.
Now, where do we obtain this product?
I think yeah, you can do it in Walmart. But they're like really fucking expensive.
For cheese?
I don't know.
I swear, yes. If you tell me like it's like $7, I'm going to just say that's cheap.
Is that what?
If you say $7 is expensive, I'm going to just say that's cheap, depending on how much it comes with.
Whatever, yeah. Fuck! God damn it, okay.
What?
Well, like, $7 isn't that much.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but, like, some people are like, oh, that's too much for this specific type of food. I
mean, oh, yeah, okay, so, it's $15. Yes, $15 for some fucking cheese, yes. Would you buy cheese for $15?
Yeah. If it gives you lucid dreams vividly, then yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Grocery stores, Trader Joe's.
Oh, yeah. There's some cheese that costs $58. I don't know if you want to buy that. Or...
I'm going to just buy it. Like, it seems to be like average price, like at least like $20, like $10. Yeah, like that.
Around like the 20 to 10 mark. At the end. Yeah.
It's not expensive. Oh, it's selling at Walmart.
Yeah, I'm looking at Walmart and say, ooh, I want that cheese. And like, yeah. But I don't know if my mom's gonna buy from it. What happened?
Wait, hold on. Have to look at the price.
For those of you who like are listening to this, we're just looking up because yeah we are. Because we won, yeah, because I just brought it up. We're looking at prices of cheeses, and the Blue Stilton cheese is the one that just gives you what I've heard at least, that gives you just fucking hallucinations in your dreams, basically. But yeah, I don't know how that true is that.
But like, it's, you say like it seems real.
Yeah, no, that's why you want to try it out. Like, hey, by the way, this time we listen to a question. Have you ever had a lucid dream?
Yeah, but I just don't remember them. But like, I'm pretty sure I had some.
Right. I've only had one lucid dream, but I got so excited I woke up.
Bro.
Yeah.
You just couldn't waste a good dream like that. We could have done anything.
But I got too excited. And when you get too excited, you wake up. Like, I've been trying to lucid dream like the whole time. I was like, I can finally dream. I got so fucking excited and like, yeah, I woke up. And you were not supposed to do that.
I just don't remember from having lucid dreams. It's just like realizing it, but then like continuing it. Then there's just like doing random stuff that just don't add up with the theme of the dream, you know?
Damn.
Just like fire underwater.
Oh yeah. You know what I want to do in a fucking lucid dream? I want to fly.
Wait, when you have a lucid dream, like, can you like do like anything like?
Yeah, anything, just
think
anything.
Of something like it'll happen like that, right?
Yeah, kind of thing. But like, you gotta also watch out for things too, because like, I don't really, you can have like a really horrible experience if you think of like some bad one thing that's bad. Like, yeah.
If I have a nightmare and it's a lucid dream, I'm gonna just think I'm in like in a Freddy Krueger movie. That's just like kind of creepy, you know?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Also, is it me or like, do you also realize like when you like you kind of have a quote unquote like bad dream, like you think it's like scary at first until like you wake up at night and then you're just like, that wasn't even scary, but like you somehow found it scary for some reason.
Nah, I get dreams where like it can be considered scary, but it isn't scary for me, you know.
Oh yeah, I get those too. Like, no, like some dreams, like it's just like apparent, like you just get scared for no reason, pretty much.
I remember just driving on Lightning McQueen. I think, I don't know.
Driving Lightning McQueen?
Yes, I was driving in Lightning McQueen. What am I dreaming?
Oh yeah, are we in like? We should try like one of the world's most expensive, not expensive, one of the world's like hottest hot sauces, and just talk about the experience.
Oh yeah, we should just have experiences for the podcast.
Yeah.
But like, I've already had that one experience with the end sauce.
Oh yeah, you see, we had like a time drop.
Not like the drop was like the almost the size of my whole, like not the size of my finger, but the size of like the beginning part of my finger, like the index. Mm. Yeah, it was the size of that, and I just took it down the hatch and like I regretted that shit like immensely.
Have you tried that? You know me, like we're gonna have to take way more than that.
Like, yeah, like at least I will.
I will too. I mean, I never tried it, but like, hey, you only live once, so like, just try it.
Yeah, you're gonna fucking die, I swear. Because so the aftertaste, it's fucking disgusting. I fucking hate the aftertaste of that. Like, I don't like the aftertaste of that shit. Describe
the aftertaste.
It's like this very like basic, like I don't remember. It's kind of like Chipotle.
I never had Chipotle.
But like, no, like, it's kind of like the pepper Chipotle. Yeah, it's kind of like that, but like without any flavor. And like you can just feel the spice of that. That's basically what it is. And I swear, that shit was, I didn't like that at all. The aftertaste, like, oh my god, I fucking hated that.
Hey, I mean like, if Sean Evans can like, keep doing that like constantly, like if he can do that, then like I'll survive.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
The only problem is like, where are we gonna get it from, and like, where are we gonna do it with what food? Like.
Yeah, we gotta do like, yeah, just bring like some like a water bottle with you.
No,
but don't jug it all because like.
I'll bring two, one for you and like one for me, but like. At the same time,
yeah,
dude. Like,
just don't jug it all because, like, my experience with it is like once you think it goes away, it doesn't.
It like goes away for like a couple seconds, but then like it'll come back, right?
Yeah, it comes back like even fucking stronger. Damn.
Like it sounds bad, but like in my mindset. It feels like it's not that bad, but like once I try, it's gonna be like I regret it.
Yeah, like I started fucking crying that day.
I remember that it was like in the beginning of school.
Yeah, it was. I was like, fuck, you know, bitch, and like I decided to take it out of the hatch.
And you just came in homeroom like crying with your face all red.
Yeah, because of the fucking sauce.
How long did that even last, dude? Like. To like how long?
So it was like into the morning into like homeroom, like the start of the first class. That's where it stopped. Mm.
So it doesn't last for like that long.
It doesn't last for that long. Don't worry.
But
it does still last.
You know what?
But like every second is like a painful minute.
So it pretty much feels like a plank, like. It's a short amount of time, but, like, it just feels like a long time.
Yeah, it feels like a long time.
I remember just being in fucking pain. Like, I remember people told me to get juice and shit. But like, when I tried juice, I threw it out immediately. And that was one of the biggest mistakes because it kept strong, it kept coming back stronger and shit. Like, yeah.
How much? How much even is the sauce?
How much? What do you mean?
Like, how much does it cost?
I think about like 25 something like that.
That would be like 50 or something.
No, it isn't. I switched it up, but hold on. The end sauce. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah, but like 30. So like
$27.95 for three of them?
No, for one of them. Okay, so the ingredients of the fucking the end sauce: vinegar, habanero peppers, reaper peppers, extract, salt, xanthan gum, heat level extreme. Don't forget your "I survived the end" hot sauce T-shirt. Yeah, I didn't get that shit because like I actually survived it, but like yeah. But you should try it someday.
Yeah, we should try it together. Like, I want to do it, but like, I want to do it with someone. Cause like, I'm not gonna do that by myself.
Okay, I'm gonna be your sauce trader, your sauce trip, whatever. All
right.
Your sauce trader. That's what I meant.
Where and when?
I don't know when this coronavirus shit ends.
All right.
All right. So also, you know what I also want? Oh, shit. Why does everything I want to do include either alcohol or fucking drugs? God damn it.
What were you going to say?
I was about to say, we should take the hot sauce, the end hot sauce, and, like, just keep it cool with alcohol. See how that works out. I'm gonna put that on my bucket list. The end hot sauce. Oh shit. Swift. What's going on? Fuck. Oh yeah, alcohol. Alcohol to cool down. Alright, there we go. Anyway, yeah. That's one of the shits I wanna do.
So most of the stuff you wanna do just like involves drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, for some reason. I don't know why, but it's whatever. Like you only live once. I'm experienced it anyway, so yeah. I don't know. What the fuck?
What?
Something costs $300 for Chemcro's dihydrocapacitate. I don't fucking know. Jesus Christ. Anyway, what's your experience with hot shit?
I used to eat a lot of hot sauce and all that and food.
Mm-hmm.
But now I barely eat some, but like, I can just handle the spice, you know. I just don't eat it as much like as I used to when I was little.
As a kid, my dad said like, "I'm bite out of this thing," and yeah, and like, and I did it right, and he was surprised because he thought I wouldn't actually do it, and then like. It wasn't as bad as the end sauce, but like it was still pretty bad because I was still in third grade, at the time. But still, I didn't feel the pain as the fucking end sauce, but
It just kept burning on my tongue. It didn't have any flavor. It just kept burning.
Wait, what
tongue.
Did you bite?
It was like thin ass pepper, just thin ass red pepper. Mm. I just bit that shit and like just ate it all.
All of it.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
When I was in third grade.
I mean, I don't judge you. That was. You were really young.
I had the balls, but like I don't think I do it now.
Wow. What happened to you? You only live once, so might as well just do everything you can.
Oh, fucking hell. God damn it. Well, at least I took the fucking insult, so that's what I'm proud of the most.
You ready to do it?
Six million Scoville hit units.
Six million Scoville?
Yeah. There it says, I think. I gotta. Okay. I think that's what it said. I don't know. The Scoville. Yeah.
You ready to do it for round two?
Yeah.
It's gonna be my first experience, so like.
Yeah, 6 million in Hobo Scoville units. The end. This sauce is a 6 million Scoville units, making it an insanely spicy sauce. And in fact, the only way to make it this hot by using extract capsaicin, the element that makes you feel the burn. The end uses habaneros for flavor, and the extract for heat. And the world's hottest sauce. Is 6 million Scoville units.
So it's pretty much just the world's hottest sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, I took that shit like a man, so.
At least.
Well, I was crying, so like, fuck Andrew. Same thing.
I mean, at least she had some balls to try it.
At least. Yeah, at least. Well, yeah, fucking at least. Well, okay. What other things would you like to try? Since we're on the topic of food.
What do you think is the worst food to ever eat?
I don't know, man. I haven't tried that many disgusting foods. I don't fucking know. What's something that you like that interested you and for trying but like you didn't?
Wait, what?
What interested you like to try?
Like anything?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like food wise.
Oh, food wise.
Hmm.
I don't even think anything because like if I just saw something like I would. If I never had anything, like, if it's brand new, I'll still eat it, like, just to try it, so, like, you know how it tastes, you know? I don't really think, like, anything, like, inspired me or anything just to eat something.
Okay. I've tried sushi once. Only once with Angel. One of my friends. Well, want me to share that experience?
Sure.
So I was before this coronavirus shit. We went to this restaurant, right? This buffet, whatever we want to fucking call it. But then I realized that Angel was there, my friend, and like he just saw me. I just looked at him back and like yeah, I just. And, like, after we're done eating, we just met at, like, at the buffet part where we, looked at our food, right? Looked at the food. And, we saw sushi there. So, like, Angel was like, I try if you try it. And, like, I tried it. And, honestly, it wasn't, like, disgusting, but, like, it wasn't, like, as good either.
So, it just had, like, a taste to it.
Yeah, it had an attitude to it. And, Angel didn't fucking try it. At least I don't remember him trying it, but... Yeah. He stood there at the fucking... buffet longer than me, so... Yeah. Also, talking about seafood, do you like clams?
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah, of course I do.
I mean, I tried them like a couple of times, but they're good. I tried them a couple of times. Last time was probably like a couple months ago, but yeah, I like them.
I tried them during the summer. Like my either like my dad goes to somewhere, and we go with him, and just like they put it in the grill, and yeah. Do you know what the best combo with the fucking clams are? It's just like putting lime and Valentina. The best combo ever. Honestly, that was the best. Have you ever had that, or did you just have pure clam?
I just grabbed and ate it. I mean, it's still good, like plain. Yeah. It's somewhat decent or good.
Yeah, it's somewhat decent. But, like, I personally like it with lime and fucking.
Because it gives it, like, more flavor to it.
Yeah, I fucking love
like
that.
Takis with, like, lemon and Valentina.
Yeah, like that. Even though, like, Taki still have, like, lime. Still decent without it, anyway.
One thing I don't understand is, like,
but
how do people find Taki, like, spicy?
Like, that's the thing. Just, like
a little bit sour and have a little scent of, like, spice, but just, like.
Yeah, you can, like, the spice in that is, just, like, it's for me, it's delicious. The spice in that is delicious. You gotta say.
It is. But, like, yeah. Some people, like, it looks like they overreact to spice, even though it's really, like, even though they're not.
Yeah, and with hot Cheetos too. Like, the hot Cheetos are less spicy than the Takis. It is like it's crazy. Like, what the fuck? Like hot Cheetos with lime is the best combo.
Just get the
just
hot Cheetos with lime. If you ever tried them,
you will try them.
Or I eat them a lot, but like.
Yeah, me too.
We haven't seen them in stores now.
No, like you just add lime with it. Like,
no,
you just buy original bag and then just add lime.
Like, I don't really get big bags like of chips so they can last like a couple of days, you know. But then, like,
yeah, no, even the medium for me, the medium lasts for days. I sometimes like look for a good video to watch, like so I can eat them with them. Like I watch a lot of Nexpo, and I just watch his videos and eat fucking chips with it.
What's your like favorite chips? Like your number one favorite?
I gotta think. Like with everything, or
yeah, like just like a bag of chips that you like out of like all of them you ate, just your favorite one, any.
Okay, so can I have favorites? Because all right, so I have many favorites because like there's only a limited that I have near me. Sometimes I don't even try them, but I try them sometimes. But here are my favorites: the Takis, the Hot Cheetos, the Diablo. Hot chips, the Fuego hot chips, and the lime chipotle hot chips. I don't know if you know those, but they're like they're in stores.
Wait, say the name again.
And they're good. I gotta show you the fucking thing because honestly, if you. I don't know the fucking name. I just see the label on. I just see the label, fucking Diablo, Fuego, and, Lamb Chipotle.
Sounds like a typical bag of
shit. Yeah.
And you're acting like Chipotle. I would know, like, just knowing what it, like, the ingredients of it.
Yeah, it's called, like, Barcel, whatever. But it is good. Hold on, I'll send you a screenshot. what they look like, because like, if once you know what they look like, then yeah, it is yeah. What up? They're these. For people who haven't tried them, try them. They're like the best. If you don't like them, then well, whatever.
Oh, those. Yeah, but I don't really like that much, not gonna lie.
I fucking love them.
I mean, I haven't had...
Like, I only love three. Like, the Lime Chipotle, the Diabla, and the Fuego ones.
I haven't tried the Lime Chipotle ones, like, in a long time, but, like, last ones I tasted were the purple ones. I forgot what flavor those ones are, but it's, like, the purple bag.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, those are the Fuego ones.
I don't really like them that much.
Hmm. Have you tried the Diablo chips?
Which ones are those?
Personally, these ones are the best. Like, it's plain. It's not too spicy, and it's like, yeah, it's whatever. But like, personally, they're my favorite.
That's the first time I see a bag of chips out of stock in Target.
Wait, which one?
You sent me. It says Target, $1.39, out of stock.
Really? Oh, it does. Jesus Christ, I never noticed that.
Yeah, I haven't tried like but, these other flavors like in a long time.
Yeah, that's
the best. Last time I ate them was the Fuego ones, and that was like over a year ago, I'm pretty sure. So like trying one of these was probably like 3 or 2 years ago.
Oh yeah, someone dared me. No, I think it was a little fat kid at the party and never in the story. Well, like he dared me to like smoke a fucking taki, but then not like put the taki around your lips, and that shit burns like you hell.
Cut in your lip, that would burn like that. That would actually burn like hell.
Yeah. Thankfully, it didn't. But still, it burnt like hell. Trust me, fucking try it. Like try one that like that has like so much spice in it.
I'm gonna have to buy the party size bag. Yeah. Because you know, like, yeah, because like the bigger bags, the more powder it has.
Yeah, we should do like a face cam episode or why not?
Might as well start a whole YouTube channel for this fucker.
Yeah. But like, yeah, we should. Or I could upload it on my own channel.
I'm not gonna show my face because, like, you know how I am. Like, it's not that like I hate showing my face. It's just that I'm not like doing that.
I've been comfortable.
I've never been comfortable. Like, even before I had social media, like I just never liked taking pictures of myself.
Well, me either. I just know how to fucking do them.
It's just like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I know I get it. Yeah. I thought you had some shit like you don't want to get doxxed or some shit like that.
I mean,
like you don't want like people to stop you in the street.
Bro, you acting like this podcast would like be really popular.
I know. When Bayley has any views, any listeners.
How much listeners do we even have, like, in total?
Hold on, I gotta check. But like, I can't check now because recording. Of fucking Anchor. Yeah, we're recording right now. But I don't know, but I think it's going well for the a small podcast.
This is fun. Even though this was just for fun.
Yeah. Well, I can fucking monetize it, but whatever. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, have you ever tried some fucking what's the most disgusting shit you've had?
Like anything?
Yeah.
Let me think.
For me neither. I don't fucking know it. I don't fucking know anything. Well, fuck. I don't know. I'm just get to another question. What's your favorite candy?
I don't like candy.
All right, I forgot. For me, that's hard to pick because I barely know any candies too. Probably a mazapan. You know what the song is? Yeah.
Well, actually, before I hated candy, my favorite candy was the Airheads strips as the quote unquote bacon.
Yeah, goddamn, I was about to say that.
Not the actual strips, you know.
Yeah.
But then not the minis. Slowly stopped, like the actual strips. I came like with 18.
Oh, strips. I know my favorite candy. Reese's Pieces.
Oh yeah, you told me to buy you one that one day. I was like,
but I completely forgot about it. So whatever.
No, I got you as soon as this quarantine's over.
All right. Yeah, we forget about it again.
Most likely we will.
Yeah, most likely. I wouldn't really care.
Do you like soda?
Sometimes. Depends on like what flavor it is.
I hate soda. Like, I can't even drink soda. Like, I hate it so much to the point, like, if I, like, drink a whole bottle of Coke or something, like, I'll just...
A whole bottle? Jesus Christ. What are you fucking, a YouTuber? Jesus Christ.
What do you mean?
Like, a whole fucking bottle.
Yeah, just a bottle. Like, you know.
Like 2 liters?
No.
Oh, okay, better say.
Like, a glass bottle. Like, bro.
You should have been more specific. Jesus Christ.
I thought you would know what I mean.
Nah. You said just, like, soda.
Oh, fuck. Like, let's just say, like, a regular can.
Alright, yeah.
Like, I can't drink soda, because, like, if I do, like, I just have headaches, and, like, I just don't like it anymore.
I sometimes get, like, that rush of the sugar of the soda, sometimes. And I call it soda drunk, but, like, I'm not really. It just fucks in the head a little bit.
Because of the sugar?
Yeah. But, whatever. It's fun when I get so drunk. It's fun.
I have a question. When we upload iTunes or whatever, do you listen to them?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes, no.
I don't even listen to them.
Damn, I just listen to the fucking two other podcasts.
The reason I listen to our podcast or any, like, I don't really listen to like any podcasts, but like I don't even listen to ours because like I just hate hearing my voice.
Damn.
I don't know how people like that.
Like I've gotten used to it. Yeah. Because of the fucking editing. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'd say, like, almost, like, hours trying to fucking edit my video sometimes. Not hours, but, like, well, like,
can you edit your videos on your phone?
Yeah. Or sometimes on the PS4, if, like, I have to do something on the PS4, which I can't do on the phone, yeah, I just transmit it back and forth. Yeah. Anyway, we're getting to the, it is already the 1 hour mark.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Or for me, it's 1 hour and 4 minutes.
Damn. Yeah, for me, it is too, and it's already passed 1 hour and 4 minutes. So we end this here, or what?
If you want.
Alright. I would love to see you at a party one day, so we can just fuck around and have a podcast story.
Bro, and do what, just like, get into like another fight like that one time you and that one kid.
Yeah. Or just like you have this, like, some experience or just like fuck around.
Like do know? Something that like we will remember.
Yeah, do something that we remember. That kind of that shit. And I'll do that and I'll probably do that when I grow up with my other group. The Friendly Fire podcast. You should check it out. But
alright.
Because it's not even a fucking Apple podcast yet. Instead, we're working on it yet. Anyway, this is the end of the episode. I'm sorry we delayed. Yeah, and it's fucking morning.
In 1 hour.
Yeah, whatever. So it's fucking morning, whatever. Yeah.
Hold on. Before we stop, like, I just want to say something. Like, I feel like we shouldn't say, like, it's morning already. Because, like, what if some people, like, actually, like, listen to every podcast, like throughout the whole night? Like, they don't want to keep hearing, like, every hour, like, oh, it's already morning. Like, they don't want to hear that, like, 8 times.
Oh, yeah. But, well, whatever. So well, what are you doing?
Like, I don't know. For this episode, let's just say something like, this is the end of this episode, and guess the other episodes of Battle Stars. Something like that. Like,
alright. Well, so like, we're just foreshadowing an end next episode.
Pretty much.
Alright. Why not? Also, just check out this one. I'm going to tell you guys when it's fucking out. The Friendly Fire podcast. Just check it out later, but whatever.
And check out his YouTube channel.
Yeah, check out my YouTube channel and check out, alright, I forgot, I can't. Because you don't have Instagram or Twitter or something. You don't have Discord.
Bro, who uses Twitter?
Me.
Like, no offense, but, like, I just don't see the point of it unless to, like, know what famous people are doing. Or just, like, any announcements.
Bro, who gets the memes from Instagram?
I don't know.
From Twitter.
True. Instagram isn't really anything besides Twitter.
Exactly. It really wants to be Twitter. That's all it is.
Oh.
I just went to fucking Twitter. I just went to Twitter and it said, a loyal man have a PS4. Let's go.
Are you sure about that?
Fuck you. Yeah, I'm really sure.
Another long ass outro is like a 3-minute one.
Whatever.
Oh, I guess it's morning.
Well, I guess.
Or dawn, whatever. Well, you have to go to school, go to work.
And what the fuck you mean school?
I don't know. What people listen to this like 5 years from now?
All right, like, I forget.
Whatever success just happens, like, out of nowhere, you know?
Yeah, what if?
And, like, we just do this as a living, then, like, people might just look at our old episodes and be like, man, this is cringe.
I know. We're gonna have, like, better mics and shit.
Perhaps. Or might as well just, like, what if one of us dies? Just, like, unexpectedly.
Well, yeah. Like, just shoots a barber and, like, like, just imagine this scene where, like, you're getting a haircut, he fucks it up, you fight your barber, you get shot.
Bro, so you're saying the barber would just have, like, he would just be strapped on, like, the whole time?
Probably. Like, you never know fucking barbers.
Bro, like, he's cutting hair.
You cut your fucking neck with the fucking blade.
So, also, just because the barber made a mistake, he's just going to decide to shoot you, like, oh, no, this is terrible. just shoot you, like, it's, like...
No, I'm saying, like, if you get a haircut, and the barber messes it up, and, and, like, you decide to fight him for the haircut...
That's dumb though. Like, I just don't see the point because, like, your hair's gonna grow back like in 2 weeks. So, like, what?
But what if they have like a wedding? Like, I don't know.
Well, at least you have something to talk about for your children.
Yeah, the day I shot my barber. Oh, all right, that just ends the episode.
Also, you know what's one thing I don't understand?
What?
How come, like, in, like, these dumb, like, Mexican, like, music videos or whatever, like, there's, like, like, this is gonna be something similar to this, just, like, some dude getting a haircut and, like, some people just shoot up the place and then, like, for some reason, the guy getting a haircut just, like, has a whole SMG or AR with him, like, just starts shooting.
He gets out like a fucking bazooka.
Like, out of nowhere, like, he's just strapped with it, like, no matter what, like.
He pulls it out of his ass.
What?
Like, literally, he pulled it out of his ass.
No, like, the people just start shooting, then, like, he just turns around, starts shooting, like right away. Like how do they?
And he starts rapping. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Alright. Alright. Bro, that was like a 5-minute outro.
No, that was 8-minute outro. That was an
8-minute outro right there.
Oh, fuck. Wow. Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, the fuck in the beginning, we have, like, nothing to fucking talk about, but then at the end, like, we're just fucking rambling.
Talking about some dude just putting a bazooka, like, out of his ass, like.
Wait, we're talking about fucking barbers getting shot. What do you mean?
Talking about, like, them being strapped on for no reason because they're messing up their hair, kind of wedding down. And how the dude just starts rapping out of nowhere.
That's why if Bad Bunny just listens to this podcast and decides to steal our shit, we're gonna make an episode video.
No, we have to copyright this, like, copyright more.
Yeah. We have to copyright.
Like, he's like, next thing you know, like, his next music video is just like starts off in a barbershop, then like a whole gang shootout.
Just because one of the gang members got their hair messed up.
Just imagine, like, what the barber just, like, out of nowhere, just, like, takes out, like, his own, like, strap and just, like, why would you stunt it? Like, he just joins forces with him.
The whole barber shop is just a gang meeting.
Pretty much.
Yeah, they start shooting the other ones.
And then, like you said, like, it's, like, for your wedding, then, like, he just starts rapping for no reason, like. Yeah. I won't be surprised if, like, the song is called, like, Bad, like, Mistake, like, something like that. It has to deal with hair.
Yeah. Not straight.
Not Ed.
Fuck you.
Well, that was a good, like, 10 to 11 minute.
Yeah, just making fun of barbers and fucking, yeah.
Bad Bunny.
Yeah. But Bad Bunny, if you listen to this and you steal our shit, we're going to copyright you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. So I just on a fucking barber note before I start rambling.
One last thing.
What?
Are we going to do a podcast this Friday?
Yeah, we're gonna do a podcast this Friday because since we missed out on the last Friday podcast episode, we're gonna make it right. So yeah,
have to make up for one fan, like, watching.
Yeah, we gotta make up for them. Yeah. So thank you for listening, and it's been the All Nerds Podcast with me, your co-host,
Gil.
Yeah. And see you guys in the next one. Bye.
Bye.